Peace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray. Lord God, we confess we have itching ears that will want to hear the lies of the world and the culture instead of clinging fast to your truth. We pray that you would work in us renewal and a desire to follow you, whatever the cost, to see that the only truth is found in your word. We might joyfully live as your free and dearly loved people. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I think it's going to help us today to actually open our Bibles. You know, this might sound crazy to do in a worship service, but we're going to open our Bibles to 2 Timothy. If you don't know where that is, just ask one of the confirmation students to do the New Testament books. 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy. We're going to go to chapter 4. Chapter 3 is where it starts. And the reading today starts with verse 14. But it's good to have it open because when we look at the scriptures, it's important to know the context of something, right? You can't just go in and quote a Bible verse. In fact, it's the way that people justify all sorts of things, right? It's like that old joke that says, you know, and Judas went and hanged himself and now go and do likewise. You know, it's like, it doesn't really work when we just quote stuff out of the Bible just randomly. You have to know what our context is. And really, the whole message of the letter of 2 Timothy is, a lot of it is to encourage Timothy. He's a young pastor. Paul's basically his mentor, right? He's bringing him up to be a shepherd in the church of God. And this is probably Paul's last letter that he writes before he gets executed under Emperor Nero. That's what we think happened. And so, as you can imagine, what Paul is writing in here is going to be what is most dear to him. If you could think about what you would say to someone before you die, that would be the most important thing that's on your heart, would it not? And so this is what Paul is writing to his young protege, Timothy. And a lot of it is for him to continue steadfast in the faith. And it's what he's been taught. And here in verse chapter 3, he starts to talk about how things are going to get difficult in the last days. There's going to be a lot of godlessness. There's going to be a lot of people that don't want to hear the Bible anymore. And that don't want to look at the scriptures. That don't want to listen to it. And do you remember how they described it? They're going to have itching ears. You guys ever had an itch somewhere? Like a mosquito bite or something like that? And it's just really, really bad? What's your temptation to do? Itch it, probably, right? So what you do when something itches, right? And so that's what he's saying, is that it's going to be so compelling for people, and we can pretty much say we are in the last days. I think that's a pretty fair assumption. Because as you look around, this really is what it's like in the world. But it's going to be so compelling to turn away from God's truth. It's going to be just like when you're having a terrible itch and you feel that the only way to make it better is to give in. Say, ah, yes, that's what I need. I just need to itch this and I'll feel better, right? Sometimes you itch like mosquito bites so bad they like start to bleed. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But usually what happens when we itch something is that it gets worse, right? It itches more, actually. So the temptation from the world is to just give in to what our itching ears want to hear, not what we need to hear. See, what's actually happening is people are making it worse on themselves. Because the further we go away from God's word, the worse it gets, right? What we really need, we don't need to give into our itching ears. We need to surrender to the truth of God. That's what we need. We need to yield to what God says. And so, what I want us to think about is, what is it that you're itching to hear? Are you itching to hear the truth of God? Are you itching to hear something that will just make you feel better? Are you itching to hear something that will go along with your plans and your visions? Are you itching to hear something that will challenge you? Because this is what the Word of God does. As we see here. Go to verse 16. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. The goal of Scripture is to equip us to do every good work as we live as disciples in Jesus. And so when we're not in the Word, right, when we put it away, guess what we're not equipped to do? We're not really equipped to live as Christ's disciples and of living for ourselves, right? This is what happens. Paul's making it very clear, and again, this is what's on his heart before he dies. Above all else, remember the authority of the Word of God. Remember that it's trustworthy. Remember that above all else, this is what you need to live as a follower of Jesus Christ. So there's something in verse 16 you could call it is sanctification. Scripture gives us everything we need to become more like Jesus as we live and reflect His character to the world. But more importantly, it's in Scriptures that we're reminded of our justification. In verse 15 of chapter 3. See? How from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Luther describes the Bible as the cradle where Christ is laid. Think about that. Literally, you're holding the Word of God in your hand. Isn't that just phenomenal to think about? Better than a letter from your loved one, better from maybe a voicemail that you saved because it just touched your heart. This is directly from God's heart, speaking to you what you need to live. And so it's not just a rule book. It's not simply a guidebook to live. It actually reveals to us the life that we have through grace, through faith in Jesus. But, of course, he says this because in the last days, people will turn to what they want to hear. Well, they have itching ears to hear what they want to hear. This is in chapter 4, verse 3. The time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Does this happen today? Oh, I guess marriage is no longer between a man and a woman anymore. Oh, I guess it's not really about how God created you. It's about how you feel in your heart. That's really the test of truth. This is what the world is saying. Oh, love is just about accepting people and tolerating their behavior. We should never offend them. We should never say anything they don't like. We should never talk about our faith, right? We don't want to offend people. That faith stuff, that's just between us and God, right? We're not really the light of the world or like missionaries, as Gary told us last week, right? Just gotta itch it. Because it feels so good, right? Isn't that just great if we just believe this stuff? That the Word of God really isn't to shape all of our lives, and so we get to do what we want. We're just supposed to keep our faith to ourselves. We don't have to worry about offending anybody. We don't have to create unneeded conflict. We can avoid suffering for the name of Jesus just by keeping the gospel to ourselves and not actually standing up for what we believe. It's very tempting, isn't it? It would just feel really good. But yet, we're missing the most important thing. And our lives are about Jesus. We're not here to live for ourselves. We're not here to feel good. We're not here to try to get people to like us. We're here to live by the Word of God. We're here to serve the Lord. Because He's given us salvation. By His grace. He's rescued us from all these lies that would only lead to death and separation from Him. And see how powerful this is when we believe it? Is it not even the threat of execution? Not even the threat of suffering? As Paul says later in chapter 4, that my life is about to be poured out. But I'm not afraid. Because the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom. Verse 18 of chapter 4. It's the confidence that we have. It's freedom from fear and freedom from living to just please people and wasting a life. It's a gift to us. Because what the devil does is he always tries to counterfeit the truth. He tries to turn us away. Do you remember what the devil said in Genesis 3 to Adam and Eve? Do you remember? Did God what?
Really say?
Did God really say that? Isn't that what he still uses today? Well, you don't have to believe it because, you know that pastor, he's got his issues, so God didn't really say that on Sunday. I was just down. Well, that guy, he sinned, so he doesn't know anything about faith anymore. God really say that? Because when we believe that, we're missing everything. We believe that exchange the truth of God for a lie. Now we're living our lives for ourselves instead of for the Lord. And we're losing that joy of living in the promise of salvation. And really what that means. And giving us our identity and our meaning and our security. There's great joy in this, and comfort, and assurance. And the reason why we don't have it is because too often we exchange the truth of God for a lie because it feels good. Because we want to be like everyone else. Because it just itches too much. We can't handle the pain of holding fast to the Word of God. When you have a really nasty bite and it itches a lot, it's not really helpful to itch it, right? What you need is something like some cream to put on there, right? This is the best thing I could find. Cortisone 10. This is kind of an older one. Strong stuff, right? Do you remember the commercials for this? It was, remember the power of 10, right? Cortisone 10. When things start to itch really bad, this is what you need. Maybe you can see the parallel. Things start to itch really bad and you feel like you need to give in to the lies that you're hearing, and that the Word of God isn't important anymore, and that there's other things more important. Or did God really say that? What you need is not to give in. You need the soothing Word of God. The soothing Word of His truth. It comes to you again and says, you are mine. Because of what Jesus has done. You belong to me. I died on the cross for you. I suffered for you so much. Because I love you that much. And I rose from the dead so you know you can trust me. You know that nothing can separate you from me. You know that no one, no power, no principality, no darkness is ever going to be able to defeat me. Because I conquered them all when I rose from the grave. So you can trust me. And know that what you really need is the truth that's found in my Word. Let's just look at chapter 3 and see if any of these ring a bell with the lies that the world wants to give to us. You just go to verse 1 of chapter 3. In the last days, there will be times of difficulty. Is it difficult to be like the only one in a group when you believe something and everybody else doesn't believe that? Is that hard? It's difficult, isn't it? Yes. There will be times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Wow. Too often we look like that as the church, and we need to repent. Because the lie isn't what we need. We don't need the itch, those selfish desires, or to make life easier on ourselves. What we really need is the truth of God that assures us of eternal life and sets us free to live under Him. Not to have the appearance of godliness, not to just go to church, say the right things, agree with doctrine, to actually know the power of God in us, the power that He has raised us from the dead, and that we live as His witnesses. Now, verse 7, always learning and never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. And then verse 8, Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses. These were probably the magicians in the, during the time when Moses was delivering the people from Egypt and he did the signs and wonders and the plagues. And these guys tried to counterfeit or copy those same plagues, and they were able to do some of them. But then they weren't able to do the one after a plague of gnats. They oppose the truth because they want to give into that counterfeit word and not the word of God. And in verse 12, Paul does promise us that if we want to live a godly life, we will be persecuted. It's not that God doesn't love us. It's not that he's turned his back on us. It's not that he thinks less of us. It's simply, this is what will happen as we live as disciples. Because this is what happened to Jesus. And we know that God loved his son very much. But you see, Jesus, it wasn't about him. He came to this broken world and suffered because he loved us. And that's the same thing as we go out into a world that's really given into the itching ears and wants to give in and does. We don't avoid it. We really re-engage it. And know that when we do suffer rejection and insults or whatever else, simply what is going to happen. And through it, God is going to use that to show people his love. To show people glimpses of the love of Jesus, who was willing to suffer so much so that we would live. And that's what we do as his followers. And that shines. It's a difference. So our message for us today is that we don't need to give in to our itching ears. Our ears need to itch for the Word of God and His truth. It's the only thing that can soothe our souls. It's the only thing that can give us what we need. It's the only thing that can point us to the life and salvation found in Jesus Christ. So please join me in praying. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for revealing yourself to us in the Holy Scriptures. We thank you that you loved us enough to be going to the ultimate display of suffering, to cleanse us of all sins, to make us your own. So Lord, we pray that you would grant us that same strength as we go out into a world that so often neglects your word and opposes it. We pray that we would desire it and boldly live in your truth, trusting in your promises. Most of all, that we are yours. Pray that you would reveal to us, each one individually today, what it is and where in our lives that we need your truth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all human understanding will guard and keep our hearts and minds firmly in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yeah.